Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The tolling of church bells unites a community. It announces to one and all the hour, a reminder of place and time.
It is music to my ears. Wow. And it goes off every hour and on the half hour.
That heavenly music was absent from the North Shore of Staten Island for roughly 30 years, until retired electrician Mike Cavanaugh volunteered to restore power to the bells.
I never expected that I would be called upon to do anything like this. Through my Kiwanis Club, Vinny DeRose is our president. He's also works for the Archdiocese. And he's a local Staten Islander. And he approached me and said, Mike, you think through the Kiwanis and you can restore the bells power-wise at St. Peter's Church? And I said, wow, that sounds like an exciting venture. Not having any clue that it's a 15-story tower with rotten stairs.
15 stories would not be an issue.
I used to change aircraft lighting for Con Ed and all the smoke stack towers, the warning lights. So height wasn't a problem.
The advanced state of decay at St. Peter's Church would be.
The pigeons got in. That's what happened. The weather and the pigeons got in. And that's it. Rust will occur. Everything was rotten, except the bells. The controls were all completely rusted through these big control boxes and falling apart onto the floor. So we had to do a demolition and reconstruction electrically.
But first, iron workers had to secure the narrow, steep wrought iron stairs.
Initially, I used to go down backwards with a good grip, like kind of crawling. And then my foot stepped into air, which I'm still not over.
It would be a monumental task to restore power to 10 bells and 4 clocks at Staten Island's oldest Roman Catholic parish.
I said, I don't think I could do this. They need a contractor or something, someone with manpower.
Yeah.
But we got the volunteers.
Family and friends.
My son and my friends all kicked in. Unfortunately, my partner that I started with, Tommy Binder, my local 3 electrician partner, passed away. Yeah, in his sleep. Well, not a bad way, people say, but so that's when my son and my friends kicked in, my son mainly. I felt I couldn't do the job because I was alone, and my son overheard me. He says, Dad, there's no problem. He's a firefighter, so he has some time off, and we got it done.
It took roughly 3 months to run all new wiring up the 15-story tower.
With the control wiring, it took just under 4,000 feet of number 12 stranded wire. I've measured it out. It's about a 150-foot run, but they wanted 24 wires. So if you do all the math, I bought eight reels of 500 foot per reel. And there wasn't much left over. So that's just under 4,000 feet of number 12 control wire for the bells. And then there was speaker wire for the chimes. They call them chimes, but they're speakers. And then there was the clock control cables. And everything's run off a computer now.
Hard work, yes, but the picturesque view was definitely worth the climb.
It's beautiful. The view is outstanding. You could see the ferry pulling out. It's blowing its whistle. It's really nice.
Did you ever have like a spiritual moment up there? You just felt the calm and serenity?
Yeah, when I stepped through that stair, it wasn't there.
you saw God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, someone was looking out for you.
Yeah. Give me the big hello.
Speaking of hello,
I got a call from my parish. By the way, our bell doesn't work.
You're in demand.
Oh, yeah, really.
Did you start work on that yet?
I looked it over.
In the meantime, Mike Cavanaugh is savoring the satisfaction of this good deed.
Everyone in the neighborhood is happy. And I keep having friends come up, or business acquaintances, and saying, I was down in St. George, and I heard you bells.
On Staten Island, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.